Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. A public funeral is announced for boxing legend Muhammad Ali, who died early Saturday in Arizona. At a news conference, family spokesman Bob Gunnell said that Ali's public funeral will be Friday in his hometown of Louisville, Kentucky. The funeral is scheduled for Friday afternoon at the KFC Yum Center and will be open to the public. Gunnell said the Ali family wanted everyone to have the chance to say goodbye.
They certainly believe that Muhammad was a citizen of the world, and he truly was. And they know that the world grieves with them, and they've received, as you can imagine, tens of thousands of well wishes and support.
Former President Bill Clinton, comedian Billy Crystal, and journalist Bryant Gumbel will give eulogies. Gunnell said that Ali died of septic shock due to natural causes. Tributes have poured in since the boxer's death was announced late Friday night, early Saturday. U.S. President Barack Obama, who keeps a pair of boxing gloves the three-time champion once wore, said that Ali shook up the world, and the world is better for it. The World Health Organization's Director General has asked the agency's Zika Emergency Committee to evaluate the risk of holding the Olympics in Rio de Janeiro. Dr. Margaret Chan said she called on WHO experts in response to a request from a U.S. senator who had expressed concern about public health hazards in Rio this year. In a report Thursday on Zika and associated medical problems, the WHO said the virus continues to spread around the world and vigilance needs to remain high. This is VOA News. Thousands attended a candlelight vigil on Saturday in Hong Kong to mark the 27th anniversary of the 1989 crackdown on pro-democracy protests in Tiananmen Square in Beijing. Organizers estimated around 125,000 people attended the main candlelight vigil in Victoria Park. Local broadcaster RTHK said that was the lowest attendance since 2008. On June 4, 1989, China sent in tanks to break up demonstrations. Beijing has never released a death toll, but estimates from human rights groups and witnesses range from several hundred to several thousand. Hong Kong returned to Chinese rule in 1997, but it is the only place on Chinese soil where June 4 commemorations are tolerated. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says that China risks isolating itself from the world if it continues with provocative militarization of disputed islets in the South China Sea. Carter told Asian defense ministers attending the Shangri-La dialogue in Singapore, there is growing anxiety about China's actions in the strategic waters.
China's actions in the South China Sea are isolating it at a time when the entire region is coming together and networking. Unfortunately, if these actions continue, China could end up erecting a great wall of self-isolation.
Of particular concern is whether China will conduct dredging on Scarborough Shoal, 200 kilometers west of Subic Bay, which is also claimed by the Philippines. Carter said that such an action would be provocative and destabilizing. The Syrian army has reached the edge of the northern province of Raqqa, home to the de facto capital of the self-claimed Caliphate of the Islamic State group. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said that Syrian troops, backed by Russian airstrikes, reached the administrative border of Raqqa province. It said that during 3 days of fighting, at least 26 Islamic State militants had been killed, along with 9 from the Syrian troops and allied forces. Pope Francis has decreed that Roman Catholic bishops who are found to be negligent when dealing with priests accused of abusing children can be removed from office. A new Vatican law the Pope issued Saturday appeared to be a response to a long-standing demand by Catholic activists in the United States who have denounced what they saw as the Church's failure to take action against pedophile priests. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
The best music.